This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaches Chapa to attend various programs. Alert issued for possible gas leak following gas bullet accident in Thading. And Syrian rebels declare Syria's capital Damascus free from Syria's longtime ruler Bashar al-Assad. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has arrived in his home district Chapa in connection with attending various programs today. Former Chief Minister of Kosi Province and CPN-UML Standing Committee member Sherdhan Rai, CPN-UML Kosi Province Chair Ghanshyam Khatiwada, among others, welcomed Prime Minister Oli at the airport. Chief District Officer Bandhu Prasad Bastola said that the Prime Minister is scheduled to inaugurate the Manav Seva Ashram's 19th branch at Mechi Nagar Municipality 4 and the newly constructed Dhamak Business Complex at Dhamak Municipality 3 in the district today. Chief District Officer Bastola said that Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh and Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav will also join the business complex inauguration. CPN Chapa District Chair Prem Bahadur Giri said that Prime Minister and UML Chairman Oli will attend the foundation laying, inauguration of water supply project, distribution of land ownership certificates and party-related activities in Chapa today and tomorrow. A gas bullet en route to Kathmandu from Chitwan has met an accident at Krishna Bhir of Benighat Rural Municipality 7 in Dharding today. The tanker ferrying the liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, fell down the roadway. The district police office, Gajuri, is mobilized for the rescue. However, none is reported injured. Search for the driver and his aide is ongoing. The people in the vicinity have been urged to maintain caution in case the gas is leaked. According to Police Inspector at District Traffic Police Office, Suraj Shrestha, they are asked to dial 100, an emergency number available at Nepal Police. The Election Commission has decided to begin voter registration from all provincial and district-level election offices starting today. Previously, the regular voter registration process had been stopped for a while due to the local level by-election. Now that the by-election have concluded and results have been received, the Commission has announced that it will resume regular voter registration and updating of voter list. If an individual is residing in a district other than their permanent address due to occupation, business or other reasons, they can still register in the voter list of the district they are residing in. However, they will need to provide necessary proof and the registration will reflect their permanent address. To register in the voter list, Nepali citizenship proof is required. In case the address in the citizenship certificate differs from the one where the voter resides, the individual will need to submit additional documents such as a migration certificate or marriage registration to verify their new address. According to the Commission spokesperson Nita Pokhrel Arial, the upcoming voter registration process will also allow corrections of errors in the voter list, removal of duplicate names and updates of details such as deaths and changes of residence. Three people have been arrested from the Kaua Kheda border of the Bhajani Municipality 5 in Kailali with gold, silver and foreign currency worth more than 10 million rupees. Among those arrested were Mahendra Bahadur Shahi, aged 36, of Chaukuni Rural Municipality 10 of Surkhet, Harka Bahadur Bika, aged 31, of Birendra Nagar Municipality 1, and Mahesh Sunar, aged 32, of Panchpuri Municipality 11. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police, Sailendra Thapa, also the joint spokesperson of the Armed Police Force, all the three culprits were arrested last night with 320 grams of gold worth 8,079,561 rupees. Similarly, police also seized 8.9 kg of silver and about 600,000 Indian currencies. A 14-member team of photojournalists led by Rashtriya Samachar Samiti photojournalist and National Forum of Photojournalists, Nepal President Pradeep Raj Onta has left for Shangtong, China for a photo exhibition. The National Forum of Photojournalists team left for Shangtong at the invitation of the Ping Khao Photographers Association. In collaboration with Chinese photographers Su Chui and the Nepal-China Friendship Association, the Shangtong Cultural Week and Enchanting Nepal photo exhibition will showcase 100 photos reflecting Nepali culture. Coordinator of the exhibition, Sunil Sharma, said that along with Nepal's culture, the photographs will also reflect Nepal's tourism sector, art, lifestyle and diversity for a month in various cities of Shangtong province. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has made it clear that the government won't delay in the amendment of the act needed for the development and promotion of Nepali film industry. at an event of Nepal Short Film Competition 2024 organized by Nepal Chapter of International Association of Women in Radio and Television in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung said the Communication Ministry and Film Development Board were working for the development of film sector. The International Association of Women in Radio and Television is the umbrella organization of women journalists affiliated to radios and televisions. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rauth has said that the judiciary has returned to its right track due to tireless efforts of all. Giving away the certificate to the senior advocates in Kathmandu yesterday, the Chief Justice said that the dignity of the judiciary should be maintained. The Chief Justice added that the senior advocates should exercise the highest level of dignity and should limit oneself within the line of morality and ethics. During the event, 159 senior advocates were provided with their certificates. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahar Prachanda has said that time has come to change the political course. Addressing the second convention of the Maoist Center Gorkha Kathmandu Liaison Coordination Committee in Kathmandu yesterday, the Maoist Center Chairman stressed that political course should be shifted only by changing the form of governments and electoral system. Chairman Dahar reiterated that political forces divided in different streams should also be united now. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news updates. Rebel forces in Damascus declare the capital city of Syria free from longtime ruler Bashar al-Assad as government forces withdraw. Reports say that Assad has left Damascus by plane for an unknown destination. According to the BBC, gunfire has been reported in the center of the Syrian capital Damascus as rebels opposed to the rule of President Bashar al-Assad continue their lightning offensive across the country. Unverified footage shared on social media shows thousands of inmates have been freed from the notorious prison where President Assad's opponents were tortured and executed. The rebel advance on Damascus comes after they said they had fully liberated the city of Homs. At least 5 people have died and 4 others injured after explosions rocked a block of flats in The Hague in the Netherlands. According to the BBC, firefighters rushed to the 3-story building following the blast that caused the collapse of several homes in the Tarwekap area on Saturday evening. Mayor of The Hague, Jan van Janin, said it was unknown how many people were still missing. Mayor van Janin said that chance of survivors being pulled from the rubble was slim and urged the community to prepare for a worst-case scenario. The Dutch Fire Service said 5 people are confirmed dead so far. Now on to a sports update. In the ongoing Nepal Premier League, the Janakpur Bulls has continued swashbuckling performance. It defeated the Lumbini Lions by 1 run. It is the 4th consecutive win of Janakpur Bulls in the Nepal Premier League. Earlier, it had defeated Biratnagar, Karnali and Pokhara. In the match played at the TU Cricket Ground, Kirtipur today, the Lumbini Lions was chasing the target of 137 runs. But it lost 8 wickets in 20 overs, thereby limiting to 135 runs. The second match will be played between Sudhur Paschim Royals and the Chitwan Rhinos at the same ground today. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be cloudy to mainly fair in most of the province. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim province. There are chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim province. At present, there is partial influence of westerly wind across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaches Chapa to attend various programs. Alert issued for possible gas leak following gas bullet accident in Thading. And Syrian rebels declare Syria's capital Damascus free from Syria's longtime ruler Bashar al-Assad. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.